Today we hear a gospel of healing, of Jesus healing the sick man. Jesus was in Jericho, which is way, way down the level of the Dead Sea. And after this gospel, Jesus is beginning his journey all the way up to Jerusalem, where he will go to die. So in a sense, this gospel is a turning point. And there's something about the blind man that he understands better than Jesus' own disciples and the people. Because remember, when Jesus came into Jerusalem after raising Lazarus, he was welcomed as a victor. And they sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest." They welcomed him, thinking that he was the Messiah, which he is, but the Messiah who was going to make things right and reestablish a king and a kingdom on this earth, the kingdom of David, get rid of the Romans, make their country whole again. And that same crowd, how many days later, was saying, "Crucify him." Because their expectations were false. Who they thought the Messiah was, in terms of what he would do, and who the Messiah is in Christ Jesus, who is the Messiah. For the word Christ is nothing but the Greek word for the Hebrew word Messiah, which means savior or deliverer. But this blind man, the one who was without sight, he sees something that escapes everyone else, because he calls Jesus, he says, "Jesus, Son of David." And that term, Son of David, is special. It's a term used for the Messiah, that God promised to David that he would establish his kingdom forever, but not an earthly kingdom, rather the kingdom of heaven established in us. And the blind man calls out again, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So he understands Jesus as Messiah, even though he can't see him, yet he has sight. Beloved, I hope that we have this sight of the blind man, not to have false expectations about who Jesus is and what he does. Because he doesn't come to deliver us from temporary physical ailments, though he can do that, he healed the man. He comes in order to heal our souls, to heal humanity, to heal us from sin. He comes as our deliverer. And if we should ever think something different of him, then we only have to ask, how did his life turn out? Who is the rescuer of him? Who saved him from the cross? Who made things right for him on this earth? He fulfilled his function as Messiah to be born in the flesh, which we will celebrate 24 days from now, to be rejected, to suffer, and to die. And in his death, we have healing. And last night at Vespers, we sang the very words, "By his death, we have life." This is our Messiah, who doesn't promise us any deliverance from the things that befall us in this world. He only gives us himself, pouring himself out for us. to heal our souls, to heal our broken humanity, to be our hope. And now at this holy liturgy, to come to us in humility under the appearance of bread and wine, so that we may eat and drink God Himself. Indeed, may we have the sight of the blind man to know who Jesus is, He who is our hope, that we see His glory hidden from the earth and give glory to Him with the Father and the Spirit to the ages of ages.